All right. Tomato.
Yep.
Oh, that's a ripoff trade.
That's, Jesus that's better Christ. Than whatever you were going to say.
Are you looking at your own trade?
This goes out to all the haters. We're the straight cash homies, we ain't no phonies. We come to your draft and we take all your money. We have Arian Foster on our roster. He runs by you and it's a disaster. Hakeem Nicks and his bag of tricks. He scores so much it'll make you sick. Pittsburgh D, bring you to your knees. Pick six, touchdown, all with ease. We win so much, we make you crazy. Girls scream and shout.
I want your baby.
Already got one, her name is Lila. When she's happy, we call her Smiler. When she's sad, we call her Kryla. Now let's get back to passing pylons. When we play you, you better step aside. Some
terrible.
Try to talk smack in the end, they cry. Bear down, bite hard, hold on tight. You'll need to settle with an L tonight. With straight cash homies, and you're not. That's why you don't have a shot.
Welcome, everyone, to the TBS NFL Update Week 6. I'm E-D-D-9-9-9, and I'm your host this week, also joined by Tomater.
Hello.
I want to punch you in the face so bad. Just want to punch you in the face.
You just can't handle the great deals I'm throwing down.
And also, Franchise 254.
Well, I think I just had a brain aneurysm from that.
Born 34. Put that down. And John underscore, John underscore McClain. John underscore McClain. We're going to break down some fantasy football. I don't really want to talk about Michigan this week. I mean, they're so good. What more can you say? They're just blowing all the teams out. It's really kind of embarrassing how much
better. I
don't
think they're blowing teams out.
Well, they are. They kind of are. They're kind of just.
They're just blowing the other teams.
Wow. Wow.
Is Denard Robinson that guy that's just his receivers save him every time?
Are you serious right now? No, you're mistaking him for Robert Griffin III.
No, yeah. I'm mistaking him for Deterred Robinson because that's what he does.
I mean, Michigan is
he
just
shits all over the field,
just tearing up the Big Ten conference. I mean, they don't score less than 40 points a game in the Big Ten, and they're just embarrassing the conference. I'm thinking that they should just be in a conference all by themselves.
They should be in the Pee Wee Leagues. Then maybe they would be legit.
And there's a big, well, actually, there's a big game coming up. Michigan versus Michigan State at the Big House.
Man, you know Michigan's sucking when the game against Michigan State matters.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. More reasons to punch Tomato in the face. Actually, continue to say stuff like that. I'm going to call Pantera to come visit you. Just punch you forward.
Pantera couldn't do shit.
Pantera's gonna come over your house and say, "Wiener, wiener, wiener, wiener."
Yeah, get watch winded out. Trying to climb up the stairs to my door.
Wow, I do. Oh, I just want to punch you in the face. Seriously. Okay. All right. Let's get right into the week's matchup because a lot's happened. A lot has happened. And actually, no, let's not get into the scoreboard yet. Let's get into some of the amazing trades that have been going down. Like, these trades are some of the greatest trades for at least one team that has ever been pulled off in the TPS NFL. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Rough Riders have gotten god-tier good overnight. Overnight. They went from really good to amazing, oh my goodness, good.
Goodness.
I would like to see that happen.
I mean, it is insane what's going on right now with the Rough Riders. I just noticed this, that you can go into the transactions and see all the declined trades. I didn't know that before.
I think you can only see yours.
Oh, you can only see yours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it only on yours?
Well, let me see here. I'm seeing declined. Yeah, I guess it is. Well, you're
league manager, so maybe.
I might be able to see them all.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Nice one, Kamish. A way to figure out how to cheat.
I'm not cheating. I'm just making great, amazing trades. And
he's thinking about punching you in the face.
Yeah, that too. So here was the first trade. In Canada, you know, he was showed interest a lot in Matthew Stafford and Antonio Brown.
Were any of these ones that he had proposed to you, or did you propose them to him?
Actually, he started this, and he put it on himself, actually. He proposed.
He was desperate, because he was sending out deals to everyone.
Was he?
No, yeah. He was trying to, he was wheeling and dealing Rodgers as much as possible. I was almost gonna get, here, let me go.
Wait. Hold on here. He was wheeling, dealing the best quarterback in the NFL?
Yes. He was trying to get.
The day before he went off.
The day before, right.
Didn't the trade get completed before he had all those touchdowns?
The trade got completed, but he still could have played Rodgers as a starter.
That's right.
Yeah. So even though it went through, some of the players that were involved were still locked, so it couldn't complete until after Monday's game.
Right, but my point is that he sold on a player without even seeing a performance before making his decision on whether or not he wanted to sell high or low.
Okay, so the deal was Aaron Rodgers, Optimus Prime, Freddie Jackson, and Anquan Boldin from Canada to E. Diddy, the Rough Riders, for Steve Smith, washed up. I mean, come on, he has to play with Cam Newton, his handicap. Matthew Stafford. Are you serious? All that guy does is throw interceptions. I mean, who would want him? Antonio Brown doesn't know how to, he does not know where the end zone is. I don't know if you've watched any Steeler game. He does not know where the end zone is. He gets lost anywhere inside the red zone. He just gets lost.
Man, and, I would have 10 times better deal than that.
And Michael Turner. Are you serious? Are you serious right now? Somebody wants Michael Turner? This is embarrassing. So Canada gave me a legit quarterback, maybe best quarterback in the NFL, for my bench, for people that I would put on my bench.
No, not only did he give you the not possibly the number one quarterback in the league, he also gave you a definite starter in Demaryius Thomas. He gave you a great flex play with Anquan Boldin, and he gave you tremendous upside with Freddy Krueger. He gave you everything that you needed for literally pennies. Like on the dollar.
It's like you're having a draft all over again.
Yeah, it's like you're drafting off teams' benches and instead giving them the shit that you wiped off your ass.
That's a pretty good way to describe it. I'm
and just
back.
Kind of throwing it at him, and he's like, yeah, please.
I take throw back shit one toilet paper punch to the face for that. Just one.
Yeah, I feel like punching him in the face too.
Now the question becomes what happens to Canada for the rest of not only this year, but is this guy even gonna get invited next year?
I would rather have Red Cobra.
Whoa.
Well it's a similar deal though.
Except Red Cobra doesn't talk back to me about how great his trades are.
well, Canada's just moving and shaking. They're trying to shake things up for the roster. Maybe some fear, saying he's not afraid to give away anybody. He's not afraid to give away the best quarterback.
He said he's making the hard choices.
The hard choices that he thinks will win him games down the stretch. But he doesn't need to win games down the stretch. He's 2-4. I mean, what chance at playoffs do you have at 2-4?
Not bad. What's your record? Good chances.
I'm 3-3. That's a big difference.
No,
it's not a big
same.
Difference.
That's about the same. All right, sir.
You essentially have the same record as him, actually. Except you didn't give away the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, except my team is still intact for the most part.
So that was the first big trade. And actually, when this trade was accepted, I was like, oh my gosh, this league is gonna ruin this trade for me. I was very afraid that this league would be terrible people.
I told my friends about this trade, and I'm like, can you believe this? And he goes, well, what does your commissioner think? And I go, hell, it is the commissioner that made the trade. Gosh.
This was my counter. This was my counter to his original trade. And I don't remember what was in the original trade, but he's the one who accepted this. So this is completely on Kenny. As a commissioner, I gotta allow this. I have to allow this.
But E-Diddy.
Yeah.
As a commissioner in a league who at least half of do not show up to the website.
Yeah.
How can you ever say that any trade should be valid as voted on by the league?
Well, here's the thing, and I was very strategic on the voting. I figured 50% of owners should have to veto the trade for it not to be processed.
And how many vetoes did you get?
On this one, I don't remember. I would guess like maybe 4.
Really?
You can look at it.
Well, maybe.
Isn't that over 50% of active owners?
Well, that's the thing. Maybe next time.
Not counting Canada or you?
Maybe next time we need to figure out what is the majority of actives, and that's where we set the veto power.
It's kind of by how many people vote in the league manager's poll. Because if people are good enough to vote in the league manager's poll, they're good enough to click the vote button and click in there.
We usually get about 8 votes in those polls, so half of us, a little bit over half of us, are engaged. But I'm not going to lie, I'm glad this didn't get vetoed. That really worked out well for me.
No way. You're glad that you were given a championship. The pathway to a championship.
Well, I wasn't given a championship until I took Optimus Prime and flipped him. Like, nobody saw this coming. Nobody. I didn't even see this coming.
I did not either.
And you know what? You know, when that happened...
Franchise, I want to talk to you. I needed a wide receiver.
Hey, dude.
Said we were going to talk.
And you could have sent me a trade for one, because I still have plenty.
Yeah, but you don't have the one everyone wants.
Yeah.
Who the hell wants him? I don't want him. He hasn't done shit all year.
Demaryius Thomas?
No.
Oh.
Calvin Johnson. So what happened?
Oh, yeah, I think he did. He got robbed in that trade.
What?
Yeah, I agree.
Are you? Whoa!
You got the Madden curse.
Hey, what do you mean?
It's signs of the NBA trade.
No. Calvin Johnson is a beast.
What, like Dwayne?
Guess
Wade?
What? Demaryius Thomas is new Calvin Johnson.
No, he's not.
It's like you traded Cam Newton. It's like you traded away RG3 for Cam Newton.
Not even
close.
Why
would you do that?
Their stats are almost identical, and Calvin Johnson has played one less game.
Except Thomas has
no Calvin
Peyton
Johnson
Manning throwing to him, and Calvin Johnson has Stafford.
One less game.
Maddie, people don't love me. I'm going to play more beer pong Stafford.
That's not his nickname.
Yeah, Staff is done. He can hang it up for the year.
So now I have the best quarterback, the best running back, and the top two wide receivers in all of NFL.
You have one of the best quarterbacks. You have the best running back.
The best.
I will give you the best running back in Arian Foster, as long as he doesn't get his knee blown out. Then who are you calling the best two receivers? Reggie Wayne and Calvin Johnson?
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean? Name two better than those two.
Roddy White.
Nope.
Brandon Marshall.
Nope.
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones.
Is that Pantera?
Because nobody messes up an NFL player's name like Pantera. Ooh,
you guys still haven't named one.
He's only got one touchdown so far.
Yeah.
Jordy Nelson. That means James Jones.
That means he's due.
Yeah, I've got James Jones.
Yeah, and you won't trade him away for Lynch.
You want him? You can have him. How about that?
All right.
No.
What is that?
Oh, that means he's dropping him. Get your waiver request in.
Just dropped him. There you go.
Okay, so those trades went through. And then as I was logging in so that we could do this, I see another big-time trade. It's pending now, and I have no reason to stop this, but I guess, how long was this deal in play? I mean, was this something that was cooking for a while?
This is like a 10-minute phone call that we had.
Three days ago? 2 days ago?
I think two days. Yeah, it was on Wednesday. It was a 15-minute phone call, just, hey, what do you want? I want Forte. He wanted rice. I was like, okay, I'm not giving you anything else with rice.
Okay, get going.
He said, okay, rice is going to be my keeper for next year. I said, all right, I'm going to try to go for a championship this year. He said, okay.
And that's how the deal got done.
That's pretty much it. I'm probably going to miss using Forte, I guess, based on when this gets, that's why I was asking you earlier when it's processed. Cause I'd like to use these players for this week and then,
what's it telling you as the process time and date?
It says 48 hours or once all players unlock.
Are any of those players from Thursday's game?
No.
Okay, so if it was accepted.
Forte is, I believe, the only one playing on Monday.
It's going to process on October 21st, which is Sunday. You're fine.
No, at 8 o'clock. Yeah.
It's on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
So most of these players will have already played. So,
yeah, which is fine. That's fine. I'm more concerned about, I'm going to apparently lose Forte. That's the problem.
No, because if any of the players are locked in this trade, the trade won't process locked. Until.
Oh, okay. I got you.
It's not like I get your players even though I can't give players back.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're good. You're good at least for this week with these players that you have.
Okay. I want to know, Bourne.
Yeah.
Do you have any decent running backs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's loaded at running back.
He's got Ray Rice. Right,
let's make a deal.
Nah.
I'm loaded at wide receiver.
No, you're not. You were loaded. You guys talk later. Now, what I'm really concerned about, though, Bourne, is that you dropped Phillip Rivers. Is done? Like, no. What happened here?
Yeah. The love is gone.
Yeah. I mean, if like John said, if I really wanted a decent quarterback, I should have picked up Whedon. So
I should have just get him in the trade.
You did offer him, but I'm like, no, I'm not going to take a player you just picked up right before I started talking to you on the free agent pool. So, no.
Yeah, his name's not Pantera.
Oh. You know what made me trade Thomas, Optimus Prime? Straight Cash Homie offered me a trade for the tight end that was involved with the Wonder franchise. We couldn't make a deal after two emails, and so I offered him in a package deal to franchise. Boom, Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, the only guy Homie wanted to trade me was Torrey Smith, and I wasn't interested in that.
Wait, Straight Cash Homie's trading?
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't sent me anything.
I wonder why.
Maybe because of those sound bites from a couple weeks back.
Maybe it's because his name is not Pantera Down 2.
Okay. All right. Now let's get into the matchup. We've talked about
Haven't fully analyzed this trade yet.
What? This one? Wait, the one that has a process?
My trade. We didn't even talk about
it. Tamir just wants to know whether or not he's going to have a shot to the championship.
No.
Oh, no. They accepted that raggedy trade? Oh, hell no. I'm voting against that shit.
I don't know what's
happening. Which one?
Which one? You can't vote against the Calvin Johnson trade. That's already went through.
No.
You said raggedy.
This is a Matt Forte, Aaron Hernandez, Deshaun Jackson for Ray Rice, Matt Schaub, and Nate Burleson trade.
But you did hear, Bourne wants a keeper for next year.
Oh, hell no, that's trade rape.
You're going to take away my keeper from me?
Trade rape. I'm saving you from yourself.
No, franchise, this is the same thing between you and me when we did that trade a couple weeks back. This is something I proposed to Metter.
Yeah, this was a deal that was hammered out over the phone. This was talked about by both parties. It was agreed upon by both parties. Mike wanted to have a few days to look around, see what else was happening. I said okay, and I sat on it. We sat on it, and together we came through with something that really matters to both.
I don't want to know about what you sit on. You're starting to sound like Pantera over there.
No, you need to let this go through so that the trade can happen. So, just for the same reason that you traded me Cam Newton for Danny Amendola.
Come on.
What? Because Matt Forte is going to get injured next
revenge
week?
Revenge vote. Franchise?
No, I'm not saying. Franchise is the one that proposed the Cam Newton trade, so.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm
you okay over there?
Yeah, what's
I don't know what's happening. Oh, you all right?
Mic problem there.
Don't get shocked.
Yeah. Loose wire.
All right. No. No, Tomator. No. You have no chance. Have you seen my team? I literally have the Pro Bowl.
I look at it, and I want to say it's good, but...
But you can't just do it because it's great.
No, I can't do it because there's so many, like, players on there that are just like...
Like, what?
Are they going to perform?
Oh,
that's the question.
Oh, yeah.
Is Reggie Wayne going to last this entire season?
Oh, of course. Hands down.
Well, no, Calvin Johnson, not piss himself and cry.
When has he ever done that? Look at him.
These are the questions you must ask yourself.
I don't have to ask myself anything.
Whoa.
Meanwhile, I have an okay team.
Overrated. All right, now can we get into some matchups here?
Let's get into some matchups. I'm satisfied.
All right, this is week 6. Week 6. A lot of things happened in week 6. Let me start off with, the big matchup. The one that everyone was talking about. Galabra versus the Brownies. Bourne, you were kind of handicapped here. There was not much you could do. You put up a good fight. But at the end of the day, if you don't have any players, you know, they're all on buys. Kind of a free win for the Brownies.
Yeah.
And this is something that a little planning ahead of the season can really iron out a lot of these problems where you've got no one to play.
Well, sometimes to win, you have to lose.
And this sometimes to win, you yeah. And sometimes to win, you need your best scorer not to be your tight end with 9 points.
Yeah, that's fine. He wasn't even guaranteed more than like a quarter's worth of play, so I'm fine with that. Now he's your problem.
Yep.
Bong bong.
Brownies, really? Really? Romo?
Really what?
You're really sticking with Romo?
Yeah. He had a good week.
He had an okay week for a bad quarterback.
He had a better week than Fitzpatrick had, which was his other option.
Yeah, but come on.
Wow.
Whedon was available.
Too late on that one. Anyone interested? I'm wheeling and dealing quarterbacks. I got Alex Smith and Brandon Whedon available. So.
Two bad quarterbacks? Oh, wow.
Pick them up.
Wheel and deal. Okay, so free win. This isn't a legit win, though, right, Brownies? I mean, you can't take pride in this win.
Well, I called it before because I always beat Bourne, so I didn't even count it.
You mean you always beat people who
you don't
want to
count the game?
Players.
I don't blame you because I always beat Bourne.
So, wow.
I'm not even going to celebrate this game.
Wow. Humble as always, the Brownies.
Give me a real team.
Oh, like the Rough Riders? Let's check what news. Play them.
Wow. That bad overrated team?
What are you talking about?
Please. Right. The Detroit Pistons. Best team on paper.
Whoa.
Paper champions.
Wow.
Toilet paper.
All right. All right, Franchise, you're laughing. How about your matchup versus the mismanaged Tomators? You got a win, an 11-point win, but it is kind of a bad team that you played.
Well, wow. They were slotted to win this game, too.
Really?
I made a few managing mistakes here, you know, starting Andre Roberts over Burleson was a big mistake. And, you know, Bush and Lynch both really just fell through for me. Like, I was expecting at least 10-point games out of either of them. They both just gave me 5 points, and that's, like, not acceptable.
Well, here's another thing to think about.
Yeah?
Bob Griffin had his best game of the year as a running back. So if he goes back to being a quarterback, I mean, Franchise, you're in trouble. Because once he starts throwing, it's all over.
Wait, what?
And I lucked out that RG3 still, or I didn't luck out in the fact that Franchise just left RG3 playing. I mean, there were a lot of people who weren't playing RG3 that week just because of the concussion. You know, they thought it was concussion downhill, you know, but sadly, Franchise is a little bit too intelligent.
No. Bob Griffin forgot how to throw. That's why they had to run.
Whoa.
Well, that's true. I can take that one.
No more hate talk.
Who's he supposed throw to? Fred Davis?
Yeah.
He's got terrible players.
What are you talking about? He can throw it to Alfred. Also, franchise, why do you have both the first and second string running backs on the Redskins on your team starting?
He's handcuffing his back. Oh, starting?
Yeah, you don't start your handcuff.
Wait, what?
He doesn't have to.
No, I was going to say.
He's got Robert Griffin.
Oh, that's true. I get Alfred it. All Morris. Right. Yeah, I still want to punch you in the face.
He punched himself in the face this last week. That's awesome.
Ooh, I agree.
I really did. But you know what? I think this is just the fire the mismanaged tomatoes needs to beat I Am Not a Racist this week.
We'll see. No well, spoilers.
That trade is gone, dude. That trade is not on my list anymore.
You want it?
Who was it for?
After. Next matchup. Concord Lazy Kings versus Straight Trash Homie Lazy Kings. Putting up a lot of points, but not enough. Straight Trash Homie scores 103. Up and coming team. They were terrible early on in the season. I'll give you that. They've come on strong, but.
Didn't you say last week they sucked?
Well, they.
When I told you they were good?
Well, hold on here. They've come on strong, but they're still a bad team. Okay.
It was just Victor Cruz and Wes Welker who got off to slow starts. And now they're both top five.
Top five what?
Receivers.
Oh, stop. Stop. They're not top five. Victor Cruz caught 3 touchdowns one time he did that. And now all of a sudden he's a top five wide receiver? No.
He's number two.
Fluky. Fluke.
He's ranked number two.
If you take that game out, he's top 25, not top five. Okay? Man, so let's not...
So if he doesn't have the game he had, so if he's not playing, he's not as good?
I'm just saying.
What you're saying?
I'm just saying.
If Victor Cruz isn't Victor Cruz, he wouldn't be Victor Cruz.
I'm just saying.
Cruz is going to cruise. Cruz cruises.
Stop, please.
He is a cruiser.
End zone.
So, okay, so wait. Let's see, where did Pantera go wrong? Because Jordy Nelson, 30 points? Come on, how can you waste that victory? 17 points from the Jets? You always start the Jets. Am I right? Come on.
Yes.
No? He just wanted to ram some D.
And Josh Freeman, I mean, you never know when you're going to get something like that. But also, Kevin Cobb.
Put Gibson in as a flex.
Gibson? He always played Brandon Gibson.
Yeah, that's true. Don't sleep on Gibson. Someday in the future, he will lead the league in receiving. Someday. Someday. So, Trash Homie, hey, you're a bad team, but you won. What can I say? There's not much more to it than that. What?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Is that why we made a tribute to him at the beginning of the...
Yeah. Yep.
Because he won on the foot of Jason Hansen?
Whoa, somebody's calling people frauds around here.
He won on the foot of Jason Hansen.
I dropped him last week, too.
Could have had 16 points.
Who knew? You can't predict.
You don't
that.
Drop Jason Hansen.
Jason Hansen drops you.
Yeah.
All right. Next matchup: Team Canada versus Team Chuck Norris and Canada with kind of a blowout here. Chuck Norris. I don't know. He just seems to just make the wrong decision every week.
Wait. I got some breaking news here on Jason Hansen's transaction history.
Okay, let's hear it.
So it turns out, he was originally drafted by Straight Trash Homie, dropped by Straight Trash Homie the next day, then added from waivers by Glabra, dropped by Glabra on September 12th, added by Glabra again a week later, and then dropped by Glabra, and then added by Straight Trash Homie. So you guys are just tag teaming the fuck out of Jason Hansen.
Wow.
Wow, that is wow. Unbelievable.
It's the curse of Hansen.
You don't drop Hansen. You trade him via waivers.
So back and forth. Do they do like you drop pants?
drop pants. Do a little Hansen job.
Whoa there, Black Dusky.
Whoa.
What? Whoa. What? Who said that?
All right, anyway.
Out.
Back on topic.
Alright. So I don't know what Canada was doing by leaving Aaron Rodgers. I mean, even though he's in a trade, Aaron Rodgers is a must start if he's healthy, right? Like, no matter who your other quarterback is, Aaron Rodgers is a must start. I know he wasn't putting up major, major points. Actually, no, he was. 27, 24, 38.
That's more major points than Roethlisberger was putting up. And I can understand looking at the game against the Titans and being like, ooh, it's going to be rich against the Titans.
He was his number one draft pick, though, right?
Yeah.
You don't bench a number one draft
pick. Don't bench your number one draft pick unless it's Chris Johnson.
Well, he shouldn't have been your number one draft pick. So I'm not sure what was happening there with Canada, and it didn't cost him the game, but then he just decided to give him away in a trade, which is totally fine with the commissioner. Commissioner understands.
The commission approves.
Yeah, commission approves that trade. And JT, again, I don't know if it's just bad luck, because he always seems to have points on the bench and none in his starting lineup.
Huge points on the bench. And if the question isn't, I don't think it's about like, I think the only issue with JT's team is that everyone is inconsistent. Everyone.
Yeah, that's part of it. I think that's
Felix Jones, this was a one-hit wonder for Felix Jones.
Oh, no. Well, he's the starter now.
DeMarco Murray went out.
Yeah, he's the starter.
And DeMarco Murray was starting for him.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's just bad luck.
Growing pains because he's not been in a league before, as well as the fact that I'll give him a pass because he's actually making an attempt to log in and make moves as opposed to auto-drafting. And not listening to trade offers.
And not vetoing.
Did he actually draft?
But there's a difference between auto-drafting and then actually manipulating your lineup afterwards. And then, like, the case of WinRAR, where his lineup's been stagnant.
No, that's his thing.
That's his signature move.
Yeah, that's his move.
I actually looked it up, his activity.
Yeah.
And there was nothing. Nothing.
Who, WinRAR?
WinRAR, really?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. We've been giving him credit. We've been giving him credit.
Wow. Well, he's 4-2, right?
Yeah, well, he is 4-2.
Yeah, he's 4-2.
It is kind of his move.
I better not lose to him this week.
Okay. Next up is just a terrible game. I'm Not a Racist versus TPS NFL Bums. 37-43. I mean, this is literally the worst game ever in the history of fantasy football. The history of fantasy football. Just terrible. And Bums had one player with 19 points and he only put up 43.
And he only won by a couple points and I'm Not a Racist didn't even have a legitimate quarterback.
Like, this was so terrible.
The only reason the Bums won this was because Drew Brees was on a bye week.
Yep.
And Pierre Garçon was out too.
Wow. Yeah, Pierre Garçon was out too.
If he had benched everybody and had Aaron Rodgers in his lineup, he would have won. Or no, he would have that back. He would have beaten his score at least by one point.
Yeah. All you needed to beat I Am Not a Racist this week was Aaron Rodgers. I Am Not a Racist bench beat the TPS NFL Bums. I Am Not a Racist bench almost
beat his own.
Would have lost by only 11 points to both teams combined.
Yeah, Bums are a fraud. Like a big time fraud. Like 6-0, whatever.
No fraud. He's the 2012 Ascalus Glabra, as John would say.
No, if you look at the points against, he's got the lowest points against in the league by far.
Yeah.
Everyone else is like low, high 400s, low 500s. You know, Glabra's not lucking out with 550 there, but he's got 400 points against and only 519 points for.
That's going to change, though, a lot this week because Rough Riders are going to probably put 200 on him. So
200?
On the board.
Yeah. I'll put it on the board right now. Yeah. I've been deciding since the last couple weeks, we've been calling stuff out and not putting it on the board. So I'm just going to start adding stuff as the week goes on.
Well, it's because the call-up thread fell off the front page.
Yeah, because you ruined it.
Yeah, it's all your fault.
Yeah.
All right, next matchup. TPS Bros versus teamplaystationaddiction.com. And even though Bros didn't set their lineup, they still have a pretty good team, and they only lost by 3. So PS Addiction really lucked out in this week. But like in the power ranking, Sean Green cannot score 34 points every week. You can't rely on that. And one day, the Bros are going to have a complete lineup. That will happen. So watch out.
Two people this week.
Watch out, because that will happen. And he's going to spoil some playoff hopes for some teams later in the season.
Bracket Buster?
Yep, like Bracket Buster.
He's going to spoil the Rough Riders.
Oh, no. I'm actually making everyone else better.
Yeah. Well, Hakeem Nicks is getting healthy.
He's been holding
on to him injured in the lineup. It's going to pay off.
That's the only way to protect him.
Loyalty.
Finally. My true dream of Hakeem Nicks.
Bourne, put this on the board. Right. Calvin Johnson will be hurt in week 9.
Okay.
Season ender.
Career ender. The
season.
Career ender.
An asterisk and put career ender for me.
And the last matchup.
By week 9, you said?
9.
Alright.
I need to circle that week. Last matchup is the Rough Riders, unfortunately losing to Team WinRAR. But, you know, in WinRAR fashion, classic move, bye week Bush, didn't cost him a thing. And I was watching this really close, like really close. And although you're saying I'm doing funny math, McLean, if Bailey hits that field goal, this matchup is completely different. Completely different.
You lose by less, and that's it.
No, completely different, because then you don't know what happens on Monday night. It's called the butterfly effect. So he makes that kick, and then Monday night, Willis McGahee pulls a hamstring.
It was a 50-yarder, though.
So he said it's like a bad Ashton Kutcher movie?
Yes. It's exactly like that.
But then again, all of his movies are bad, so damn.
Who loses WinRAR?
Everybody.
Four teams.
Yeah, four different
teams.
Yeah,
let me pull this up real quick. Well, Chuck Norris does. Brownies do. Franchise does.
Well, those early games don't count because bye weeks hadn't started yet.
Oh, so you actually had a full lineup. Those count. Those count more, actually.
Do count because it was the full starting team from that time period.
Yeah, I didn't get bye week Bush.
But this
dude,
loss,
I hate it when I get bye week
this loss is what caused all of the trades to make my super team, though. So I should thank WinRAR for beating me.
So WinRAR was the wake up call.
Well, if I would have won, I probably would have been like, oh, my team is really good, even though they were really good. But I wanted to make them really, really good. So, you know, making some moves. Thank you for the loss, WinRAR.
It's like Club Canada.
Well, Canada, yeah. they can take some credit, too, for being terrible. Okay, before we get into the next week's matchups, can we talk about these power rankings, these week 6 power rankings? Because, well, there were some things that weren't taken into consideration. And for one, Rough Riders going down one slot, even though they have a super team, like a Pro Bowl starters.
But when were these posted by the time those trades were made?
These trades were in process, so they were going to be the team. You could see the players that were going to go where.
The first one it wasn't all the way through yet.
If you read Team Canada's, bio, you can tell that the trade had processed.
Well, what do you mean?
somebody read Team Canada.
Hold on, right here, number 12. Aaron Rodgers has returned to MVP form. Fred Jackson is looking like last year's Fred Jackson. Demaryius Thomas and Anquan Boldin continue to deliver every week. Things are finally looking up for Team Canada. Wow. See? Unbelievable. So
even though I continually get ranked down towards the bottom, I guess I can't be upset at John because even though I keep losing, I keep staying the same rank.
Yeah, so wait a minute. Canada moves up 2 slots and they traded away all their good players and I move down?
And well, they actually won this week, unlike the Rough Riders.
No, that doesn't matter.
You only moved down one spot because WinRAR, who's obviously better than you, moved up. I couldn't rank you above the guy who just beat you down.
He didn't beat me down. I lost because Dan Bailey doesn't know how to make a 50-yard field goal to win the game.
Oh, can I just read he lost because Dan Bailey is Dan Bailey?
That's a luck loss.
No, he didn't. You know, he bailed on you. He bailed on you so hard.
Should have gotten in on the double teaming Jason Hansen.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So, and well, I have more beef with these power rankings. How are the bums still number one? I don't understand how 6-0 matters.
You mean that doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter because they're not good.
Yeah, these go contrary to last year's power rankings.
It's part of the
where
of
I was
the
number drama. One for pretty much the entire year, even though Globber was kicking ass.
Yeah, makes no sense.
Sorry, frauding.
Tomatoes were putting up like 150. No one in the league is that good.
Bums aren't putting up 150. They're putting up 40.
No, actually, I'm saying there's nobody like the tomato.
Legit trades.
What happens when you start to put up 200? Do you get moved up to number one then?
I'll probably get moved down to 14.
Because I'll still be losing.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Like I said in the thread, and if you haven't seen the thread, go to the thread. I have all the facts laid out there, and that you can't dispute them. Every single fact I put out there is indisputable.
Those are some crazy stats.
Yeah, I dispute a few of those.
You can't.
It's E-Digit logic. You can't dispute it.
Yeah, undisputable.
Actually, looked at your schedule, compared it to mine, and I would be 4-2 with your schedule.
Whoa.
Do any of you guys have a league in Yahoo?
No, not since 1998.
I'm only asking because Yahoo does a really cool thing at the end of every week when you play. They do a bunch of like stats based on how you did, based on what your roster moves could have done, based on how you fared versus every other team in the league that week. They kind of break it down. It's like almost a full page of different stats to kind of look at on what could have happened on your team versus who you're playing versus all the other teams that week. It's kind of cool.
Oh, actually, so information that could be valuable to somebody who's actually doing power rankings?
Like, well, that or somebody who's trying to dispute their ranking on a power rankings, yeah.
Well, that would just cut down on the bad trades, and then Edidi would just have the terrible team he drafted.
I was looking at my transactions, and I think I only have 2 drafted players left.
Oh, yeah, Foster.
Yeah, that, I mean, he was a free one. Now yeah, I have 3 keepers. No, I have 4 keepers, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Well, we're not raising the number to 4, that's for sure.
Are you sure? Maybe we should put a poll up. All right, next thing.
I did double check after you made that trade to see if keepers had changed or not.
Wow. Okay, let's talk about this week's matchups. All right, Brownies, Canada. They've made a lot of moves. I don't know. I don't think they're going to work out for them. But you have a bad team. So it's kind of a coin flip here.
Wow. Well, he made his team worse, and my team's better than ever.
What do you mean, better than ever?
Better than ever. I'm the highest projected team of the week.
Stop. Really?
Higher than the overrated Riders.
Really? By how many? You're at 118. What am I?
Right now by 3, because you're padding it with bad players.
Wow. Well, you're sticking with Romo, though, huh? Sprave.
Why?
Because it's Romo.
He faces Carolina.
Oh, they're going to shut him down.
No.
Carolina, the defense is soft.
They don't play defense.
They don't?
No.
They have 2 offenses.
2 offenses? Wow. Okay.
Just face 2 offensive lines towards each other.
Okay, I guess one of them
has the ball. The other one doesn't.
Yeah, they're throwing to a bunch of bums.
Yes, they don't play defense if they put offense on both sides of the ball. That's true. Okay, so
like one of those country football teams where you play both ways.
You know, what's interesting about all of the matchups this week is that this week seems to be one that's finally going to start deciding where some of the teams are going to go in the standings for each division. You got four guys that are 3-3 in the white division and four guys that are 2-4 in the black division. So I think this week finally there's going to be some separation now.
Let's cross our fingers.
All right. Well, one of those matchups, 3-3 versus 3-3, Tomaters versus I'm Not a Racist, and there's already players that have played on the Thursday game here. Now, Tomaters, 11 points, Marshawn Lynch. It's all right. You'll take it.
I'll take it from him. From him, I'll take it.
But you missed out on 8 from Alex Smith, so you're probably going to be kicking yourself.
Yeah, I was feeling pretty downtrodden when I saw the number Smith put up.
I'm Not a Racist set his lineup by chance?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Good.
He moved Pierre Garçon out. He moved everyone out. He put Roddy White on his bench.
Oh, good.
So I'm not getting a freebie this week.
All right. Free loss. How about that?
That's not free.
You'll take it. Next matchup. Let's go, Bourne. Let's go with yours.
Wait, whoa. That's all the analysis there?
Well, there's nothing to talk about. You're going to lose. Free
loss. Not going to talk about how I'm going to have a tough week because I don't got Reggie Bush starting this week.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You got a bye week Bush?
Yeah, I got some bye week Bush. Should I start him?
Wait a minute. When we're talking about taking it from some dude, you're talking about bye week Bush. Come on now.
Dude, I gotta start the bye week Bush.
You don't like Bush.
I love Bush.
Unless there's a twig and berries in the middle of it. Come on now.
No.
Get some berries.
But
you can't fool us.
I'm actually feeling pretty strong about this week. You know, I feel like Denarius Moore is gonna get popped.
Wow, he said popped.
Drew Brees, what's Drew Brees going to do? Drew Brees is going to throw 23 points.
Yeah, probably 24, 25, something like that.
He might even hit 30.
Maybe.
Yeah.
35.
But he might also give us the worst performance of the year.
Oh, 20?
At 18.
21, 22? Yeah.
He already played him last week when he was on a bye, so 0 was the best or the worst so far that he's done.
So
true.
Major upside on Drew Brees. Major upside. All right, see, that was boring. Next matchup, Glover versus Winrar. Now, Winrar, you know, his move is bye week. He's got a couple guys on bye weeks this time. Bourne, you don't have all your players back, though. I mean, you're losing Charles and Jackson.
That's all right. I still got the same projected total as you.
What? Wow. That's why you never go with the projections. Absolute lies.
I cannot lose to Winrar this week. That's
so you're saying it's a must-win game.
It is a must-win game, John. No doubt about it.
Yeah, you do need this win. I mean, you don't want to be 2-5.
2-5, then I'm just packing it up, and I'm going to have Rice this year.
Yeah. All right, next matchup. Who we at? Let's see. Bowser, PlayStationAddiction.com versus Concord Lazy Kings. I think Bowser was already, I was watching Twitter and he's giving himself a win, but yeah. Vernon Davis got a big 0.
Yeah, tossing donuts.
Yeah, so that's not
Vernon
good.
Vernon Davis.
Concord
Is he
Lazy
crying
Kings.
On the sidelines afterwards?
Well, PS Addiction already is crying in the smack.
Is he?
He's wondering what happened to his venereal disease.
Wow.
So, and he got his 10 points out of the Niners D. That's fine, but he's going to have to deal with something here. Maybe Sean Green will go off again.
34, 35 points maybe? No, I don't think so. Don't lose to Pantera. Come on, Addiction. Don't lose to Pantera.
Right, Pantera needs to be sat down.
The franchise. You're taking on Bros. Doesn't have a full lineup, but you have a bad team, so how's this going to shake out?
Who's got a bad team?
Franchise.
No, stop.
The Bros have Manning on bye this week, so.
And you're still starting Michael Crabtree, so.
Michael Crabtree already flopped.
He had one good week.
Yeah, I know. He's doing.
Why did you trade for Brandon Myers? He's just going to be on your bench.
He's going to sit there for a while. Think about the naughty, naughty things that he is not doing this year.
And I sound gay? You're talking about? Naughty, naughty things Brandon Myers has done, and you're going to bench him?
It hasn't done. Whoa, I didn't say done. It hasn't done.
Yeah. Yes. He needs him to be naughty. He hasn't been.
Punish him.
He needs to find a woman. That's his problem. He needs to be like Romo.
Terrible?
Oh, no. Dude, it'll be terrible. Yes.
All right. Let's see. What other? Straight Trash Homie versus Team Chuck Norris. Everyone has set their lineup, which is good. Straight Trash is on a win streak of 2 games. Chuck Norris seems to just have bad luck. Have I voted? I have voted. Straight Trash Homie. I think he's going to pull this out. I think he has this week. And the last matchup, the Rough Riders versus
the Vote. Yeah,
they're
going to lose.
Well, come on. The Rough Riders, dream team assembled, are going to expose what no team
a comic book
can do. What team, no team has been able to do in this league. The Rough Riders will do. The Rough Riders will expose.
Toby Gerhardt?
The bomb. You're going to lift the skirt?
I'm going to. Toby Jones?
I'm going to lift the skirt and give it a yank. That's what I'm going to do.
You're so lucky.
What are you talking about?
Whoa.
So his best players are on a bye.
Bye week bums this week.
It doesn't matter.
Everyone is warming their ass on TSPS NFL bums this week.
Oh,
you're
shit.
You're
going to
be the lowest scoring team of the week.
Who is?
No.
Bums.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm dropping 200. They could score 100, 150, 10. Doesn't matter.
He's going to score 10.
I will score the most points in the league in week 7. Put that on the board.
It's on there.
I'm calling that. This team, the championship, the Super Bowl champion Rough Riders. Huh?
You're delusional.
I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand what that means.
Are you sure you're not accidentally looking at my team?
Yeah,
you're mistaking it for you?
No, stop. Look, if we compare our teams side by side, every player at every position, it's a plus for me. It's a plus for the Rough Riders.
You only have a better quarterback.
And running back. It. And wide receivers. And no. Kicker. And
you have better individual running back.
What do you mean?
But I have 2 better running backs.
My 1 running back is better than your 2 combined. Rest of the season.
Okay, then let's trade.
Are you saying put my money where my mouth is?
2-for-1 special.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that. Don't give yourself so much credit. All right, and that's it for the matchups this week. Week 7. I mean, this is the week that I pull away from this league.
Well, this is the week. This is the week that decides champions. Week seven is the turning week.
Is it?
If you beat the bums, this marks the beginning of their decline. I know they're on a bye week, but this is the beginning of the end for them. Really? You can feel it. No, they actually have real matchups from here on out. They're playing. Oh, they're playing Lazy Kings week after. Never mind.
So it's not the end for
shit.
Them? Is it the end or not the end? Now I'm so confused.
I can't tell. The bums play easy teams. They have probably the easiest schedule.
Well, they play everyone at least once.
No, that's not true.
Because
I don't play the T-Piss Bros.
You don't?
Which is convenient.
How did
I don't play the worst team.
In this league.
The totally random schedule. Totally random. And draft order. Completely random.
2 hours before the draft. Of course. All right, let's finish up with... what do we finish up with?
The Pick'em?
Yeah, the Pick'em. Oh, good. I'm glad you're here, Bourne. All right, Pick'em. Now, I'm looking at the group right now, and the EDD999 did very, very well this week. Or last week. Very well. But so did Tomato, so did Ron Bro, and so did McLean. So there wasn't a lot of separation. Bourne,
I went 4-0. It's like I was playing Bourne with fantasy football.
Bourne, some bad luck, or you didn't fill him out? What happened?
I filled him out. I just tried to be too cute, apparently.
I guess so. All right, so I think... It's getting real close. I'll have to figure this out because Tomato and Butters ruined it.
I updated it on the right side in the comments.
You did?
I have a real score for Tomato and Butters.
Oh, right there, I see. Okay, so he's got 2 points and... Huh?
At the bottom is just the total. Huh?
So, like, I had... After this last week, I have 14 points. And Butters has 12.
Wait, I don't see your...
Click more if you...
Oh, I see.
Might not see it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, I see it. All right. Well, after week six. Okay, so 14,
so I'm in the lead right now.
Okay, so Tomato's in the lead with 14. Butters has 12. McLean and Bourne both with 11. And me and Ronbro with 9. So I might just kick out Tomato and Butters just for fun, since they were terrible in the beginning.
You only keep one more strike, right?
I guess. Well... Either I...
No, you gave me 2 strikes.
Yeah, I gave Tomato 2 strikes. And I gave Butters 2 strikes. I might just give him an extra strike just for fun.
Whoa, wait a minute.
What?
I have breaking news.
Okay.
The trade just went through.
What? What do you mean it just went through?
Someone just got raped.
Wait, hold on. What?
Yeah, go to the front page.
Okay, wait, hold on. Okay, hold on. Trade accepted at 9:30 today during this podcast. Steven Jackson and James Jones. James Jones is terrible. But from Franchise... For Marshawn Lynch and Steve. Are you giving... Wait a minute. Hold on here. Suck. Is that you, Tomato?
Yeah.
Did you give up?
Are you trying to get a keeper?
Yeah. What's going on here? James Jones is terrible. You do know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
And Steven Jackson is not Steven Jackson anymore.
Yeah, I know.
So what?
Is he already regretting?
Yeah, so what? Wait a minute.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. You're gambling?
I got it. I had
to make gambling is only for the pigskin pick'em.
Yeah. Wow.
Should I have not made this trade?
Wow. Marshawn Lynch, one of the most consistent running backs in all of the NFL. And Stevie Johnson. I mean, he has Fitzy thrown to him. You do
okay.
Know that, right?
I had a massive hole week 8.
You're plugging holes? You're still 3-3. 8 teams make the playoffs. You don't have to win every game.
All Franchise has done throughout this entire thing is just laugh.
I don't know if I made a good decision.
Wow. Unbelievable. Absolutely.
Like, I feel...
You feel violated? You feel Sandusky?
You got Black Dusky. What?
Lynch hasn't got touchdowns.
There's no Black Dusky.
Lynch has...
You got Fleece Johnson.
5 of 7 games with no touchdowns.
Okay. How many does Steven Jackson have?
3 touchdowns.
No.
Oh, Steven Jackson?
Yes.
Steven Jackson?
0 touchdowns. Okay, so Marshawn Lynch is the better player there. All right, next.
Steve Johnson, James Jones.
James Jones is just getting lucky. You do know that, right? That's pure luck. Terrible trade. Terrible. I'm voting yes, allow.
Oh, I just feel all of the momentum just completely rush out of the room there and wherever is at.
Wow. I don't know. Wow. Good job, Franchise. Good job. All right, so let's get into this pick'em. I got the teams here. These are really good games. That's what I like about the pick'ems this week. First one up, Cleveland Browns at the Indianapolis Colts.
This is a really good game.
This is a really good game. It's a really good game. 1 o'clock game on Sunday. Cleveland Browns at the Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis -3.5. Come on, Bourne.
Browns.
Come on, Bourne.
Upset. Come Browns.
On. They can't lose them all.
I can't pick Cleveland.
Wow, really?
Dang you.
Well, you gotta go to Indianapolis here, right? Right, McLean?
I've picked the Browns all season. And I think I've lost everyone. So I'm going Colts.
All right.
Tomato, you already said Colts. Franchise.
It's gonna be a lucky day. So I go with Andrew Luck.
Okay, Colts it is.
It's hard to go against.
If it's a lucky day, it would be for the Browns.
No, it's a lucky day because Andrew Luck is going to win the game. He's not a bad quarterback.
I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback.
He's no Whedon.
He's no Whedon, that's right.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Not many are. Maybe, who's the guy in...
Didn't Whedon just turn 29?
Did he?
I heard he was, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's the oldest.
It was his birthday last week.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's the oldest rookie ever.
Wow. They drafted a... Oh, wow. That's not good.
It's better than Tim Couch.
Barely.
But not that much better.
Yeah, just barely. Okay, next one. Let's go next one. Let's go Cowboys at the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers plus 2.5. Ooh, this one's easy. Ooh, easy one. Franchise, who do you got?
Taking the Cowboys.
Oh, what? Why? Panthers plus 2.5 at home. Come on. Bourne?
Cowboys.
Super Cam. Tomato, come on. Super Cam.
What? Sorry, I'm busy. Sorry.
McLean. Cowboys at Panthers. Panthers
plus. Did I miss a game?
Did you do the Cowboys or the Browns?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. I started thinking about the trade I made.
Cowboys at Panthers. The Panthers plus 2.5.
We're just giving you a hard time, sir. It was a good trade.
Yeah, great trade.
I gotta go Cowboys here too, even though I don't want to.
I hate the Cowboys, but I have to give it to them.
All right.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
I'm starting their defense this week.
Next up, New York Jets at New England Patriots.
Why are we picking this game?
Because the Patriots are minus 10.5 points.
The Jets blow my dick.
Yeah, but do they blow 10.5 points worth?
Yes.
Really? No, I'm taking the Jets.
Yes.
I'm taking the Jets. Come on. McLean, you're with me. Jets. Jets. Jets.
A-E-T.
Where is it at?
Jets.
It's at
Foxborough.
It's at Foxborough.
But minus 10.5. Jets.
J-E-T-S. Jets. Going with the Patriots on this one.
Come on. It's got to be the Jets.
Yeah, I'm going to go Patriots.
Really?
Wait, let me think about this.
Don't put it in your pick-o-matic.
Okay, I'm going Jets.
See? Jets. Everyone else took the Patriots?
Yeah.
All right. And last matchup.
Wait, who did you pick?
Jets, of course. J-T-S. Jets. Come on. Minus 10.5? Really? That's a free win for the Jets.
It's not like the Jets have lost by more than that this season.
In the last week.
In the last week.
Lions at Bears.
You know New England's going to try and run up the score if they can.
No. The Jets? What? The Jets are going to win.
Patriots are 3-3.
Yeah.
That's a fluke 3-3.
No, they really lost those
games.
Yeah, it's
a fluke that they won 3.
You got to go Jets here. I'm just telling you. You got to. All right, Detroit Lions at Chicago Bears. Bears minus 5.5. Extremely easy game. Lions are going to win this outright on Monday night. Come on. Bourne, come on. Lions got this.
I'm gonna go with the Bears on this one.
The Bears.
Ooh, the Bears.
Oh, Tomatoes got the Bears. Come on.
Oh, wait, no, what? Yeah, Bears.
Stop. Come on. You saw what they did to the Eagles. It's the exact same thing they're gonna do to the Bears.
The Bears.
What did they do to the Eagles?
Expose them for being terrible.
Fluke the win.
No.
There was a bad call in that game. I watched that game. I watched that game.
No,
I did not watch that game.
Who was playing?
Lions and Eagles. Eagles are terrible. That's why they lost.
Whoa.
What? They are?
Oh, no. Don't say the Eagles are terrible.
You can be winning the whole game and then lose it right at the end.
Michael Vick is terrible.
And the Eagles.
And he's one of my favorite players.
Michael Vick and the Eagles. You still like Michael Vick?
Yes, I've invested heavily in all of his jerseys.
Apparently Taylor was
horrible. You should have given them to the dogs.
Wow.
That was terrible.
Now I want to kick you in the face.
I want to kick myself in the face, too, after that trade.
I think I already did that for you.
Come on, McLean. I'm not letting you switch your pick. We got to get it on tape.
Which pick?
Lions. At Bears.
Oh, I already took the Bears.
What?
That one's easy.
Are you serious?
The Lions suck.
Oh, the Lions are so good.
They're literally lucky they're not 1-4.
Are you serious right now?
Plus, they said they were tough again or something.
Who was?
The Lions.
Oh, they are tough.
Yeah, they said they were back to being tough.
Oh, they weren't tough before?
No.
I didn't get the memo.
After this week's win, they became tough again. Which is a bad sign, because That's when they started losing last week.
When they got tough.
Or last year. When they got tough against San Francisco. They were 5-0 and then they got tough.
Losing. Started losing. Wow.
Yeah. So they're not going to win again this year.
Wait, we're putting that on the board? 2-14?
They need to fire their head coach because he's terrible.
No, the Lions are not going to win the rest of the year, is that what he says?
That'd be equivalent to the Eagles firing their defensive coordinator.
Until they fire their coach.
They're not going to fire him, so.
I guess they don't want to win.
They do want to win. They will win. Come on. All right. That's it for this week. We're done. We've done all the picks, done all the matchups. There's been a lot of terrible trades. Rough Riders have a super team. And Bourne is getting ready for next year already. And I found the Detroit Lions rap video.
Yeah. I know y'all didn't see this one coming. Only my diehards know something about this. Check it.
Cheeseheads, yeah!